Hour 4.7, Andy and Mel. It is 8:06, topping out at 14 today. Got a chance of snow. It is 4 above right now. If you want to see the video of that kid getting hit with the light up in Madison, the wrestler, we've got it on the front page, hot1047.com. It's Mel just saw the video the first time this morning. It's
wow,
something to see for sure.
That is for sure.
Okay, massive big turnoffs for guys. Like, great ways to turn off guys. Not that they're actually great things, but they're great ways to turn off guys. I got one via text that made me laugh because it made me think of a story.
Okay.
Girls who chew tobacco.
Oh, yeah, I could see that.
I was a freshman at Black Hill State, and there was a girl named Angel.
Okay.
She's from, I think, Valentine, Nebraska.
Oh, down there. Valentine.
And she was a rodeo girl.
Okay.
And a bunch of us were sitting in someone's dorm room one night. We're all freshmen at BH.
Yeah.
And I hear this in the corner.
Okay.
And I look over, and she's pulling her head away from her spitter.
Yeah. That's a little, like, tomboyish.
And she's cute, but I'd never really looked at her in a sexually attractive way ever again.
Were they the bandit ones at least, or was it? Like,
I have no idea. I didn't ask her to open her lip for me and show me
what you
her
chewing.
Dip. What you chewing? Hanging at the Holiday Inn. So another text message. Turn off when you tell a girl you're seeing a girlfriend that you're going to be at a party or bar. And she coincidentally shows up with a group of her friends.
Oh.
And it was their idea.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah. That kind of goes along with the wanting to know where you are 24/7. That's called trust/jealousy issues. Guys, stay away.
Mm-hmm.
No matter how hot she is. I know there is the whole crazy hot scale that Barney Stinson talked about on How I Met Your Mother.
There is.
And it's a real thing.
How much crazy
how hot they are is... Or how much crazy you're willing to put up with is completely dependent on how hot they are.
Right.
And
it's true.
It's true to a certain extent, but there's always a breaking point.
There is. There is.
And usually it breaks. Let's see here. Jeff is on the phone. How are you, Jeff?
Good, you?
Good. What's up?
I would have to say, like, when you go to a party or the bar and she thinks she has to, like, hang on your arm the whole time and not leave you alone. And
oh, yeah.
Yeah, the girl that can't do anything on her own.
Yeah, like, where are you going? I'm going to the bathroom. Oh, okay. And then she's, like, waiting for you by the bathroom door to, like, come back.
Yeah, the scarf girl.
Yeah, exactly.
She wants to be the scarf dangling from your neck all night long.
Yeah. Okay, got
like,
it.
Like, go with your friends and have fun.
Yeah, it's okay to go talk to other people. You don't have to, you know... Be my wallet all night and
that is
be completely up my butt, you know?
Yeah, I hate those girls.
Yeah. Thanks for the call, Jeff.
All right, thanks.
Bye-bye. Bye. Yeah, that's a big one. Some of the other ones I've taken down from text, not shaving legs.
I'm bad about that in the winter.
Wanting to meet family too early.
Oh.
Yeah, that's...
I'm okay with not meeting the family right away.
When I was... dating, I put that off.
Yeah, me too.
The first time I met Crystal's family, I wouldn't say I got hijacked with it, but we were in a car coming back from the cities, and she said, "Hey, why don't we swing by my folks for lunch?" Okay.
Oh.
This was not part of the plan going up there.
She probably had a plan.
Well, yeah, she had a plan, but I didn't see it coming. But, I mean, it was a good sign.
Yeah, that's true.
And it's not like we'd only been dating for like 3 weeks or anything. I mean, it had been a few months. So.
Okay, well, then that's okay. But I think I do hold it off a little sooner. Like,
I think it had been like 3 months.
We've siblings, been dating. I don't mind, you know, right away.
Oh, I'd rather meet the parents than the siblings. The siblings are way more judgmental.
I don't know. I think siblings
first. Are way harder.
I think siblings first, parents later.
No.
It depends. Like,
but the thing was, I got both at the same time.
Oh.
And her dad stuck his finger in my dessert.
Okay.
And said, "Are you going to eat that?"
Why did he do that?
To be funny.
Oh.
Screw with me.
Did you eat it?
I don't recall.
This conversation just went weird.
It did, a little bit. This was another interesting one. Being too chummy with his friends.
I could see that, especially I think how far they take it. Like,
Because to me, that being chummy with my friends is cool. I would like that.
That's good for the most part, unless they get too chummy. They start texting each other, okay. And there could be jealousy.
Well, I don't mind them texting each other now and then. I mean, if they're texting as much as I am with her, then...
Then there's an issue.
Unless I absolutely hate texting and...
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. It depends on what's going on. But I mean, if she's just generally, you know, fits in hanging out with me and my buddies...
That's good.
That's a great thing.
Yeah, that's good. I agree with that completely. But if it gets too chummy.
Or the other thing, too, is if
she
just...
they start flirting with her as well, that kind of thing, that could be bad.
Well, that's easily correctable.
You take him outside,
no,
punch him out?
No. Oh. No, you just punch him right then and there.
Oh, just right there.
Yeah.
Now I have to go outside.
Or it's smack up the back of the head. Quit flirting with my girlfriend. Dude, I wasn't flirting with a girlfriend.
Bruh. Okay. I never understood the bra.
Bra. I don't get it either.
I don't. Does it make sense?
Bra. They're calling each other
a bra.
Women's undergarments.
Yeah.
Thong.
That's what they should start saying.
Thong. What's up, thong?
G string. What's up, G
okay,
string?
You tried too hard there. Yeah. At least you didn't laugh at it, though.
I thought it was pretty decent.
Mm.
Middle of the road.
Not
like a five.
Meh.
Meh.
It wasn't even a number, it was meh.
Alright, bra.
Maybe I wanted to know when I'm gonna ovulate today.
Andy and Mel. Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, 824, 14 the high today. It is 3 right now. The internet quote of the day, Mel, is:
if you bring me coffee without me having to ask, then we are soulmates.
So there was a fire by tea today, apparently. We're seeing on Argus 911's Twitter.
I actually saw it this morning going into work. I had heard the sirens going off in Lenox, the fire truck, but I couldn't see where it was at.
Sirens going off, you mean
like the
fire truck sirens?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And so I was like, where is the fire? Because I thought it was probably in Lenox. And then as I'm driving on the Klondike Road, I look over to my left and I saw a big orange blaze. But I couldn't tell exactly where it was at or what was going on. You know, if it was a house or what. And I was like, I'm pretty sure that's the fire.
They posted a picture of like some type of building behind a house that is not burnt completely to the ground, but it's a smoldering pile.
Yeah, not
so
good.
That's too bad.
Sounds like everybody's probably okay, though, because it was like an outside one. I haven't seen anything about anybody being hurt, so that's good news.
So this is a question I've always wondered. Can you make a living as a ninja?
Oh, man. If you can, I want to be one.
Well, one prominent ninja says no, you can't.
Aw, you can't?
Jinichi Kawakami is the head of one of Japan's original ninja families. He's fully trained in all the traditional ninja skills, but he doesn't use them very often. Because today he says, quote, you cannot make a living as a ninja. He has an engineering degree and a full-time day job, and all of his fellow ninjas do, too.
Oh.
He says ninjas basically have had to work since the feudal period ended and feudal lords stopped hiring ninjas as assassins. Quote, some were farmers, others were peddlers who used their day job to spy.
Oh.
So maybe he's coming out and saying that in the media because he's actually still a fully functioning ninja and it's just part of his plan to spy on people. Think
maybe
if a ninja wasn't a ninja or wanted you to think he wasn't really a practicing ninja, would he tell you?
I'm so confused.
Me too. But anyway, I guess it's hard to make a living as a ninja.
Just kind of a bummer.
Yeah.
I always wanted to be a ninja.
Yeah, I know. I know. Don't we all? We all want to be ninjas. Breaking news! Kids are fussy eaters. According to a survey by a British website called growingupmilkinfo.com.
Oh my goodness.
Most kids are fussy eaters. Nearly 7 out of 10 kids who are 5 years old or younger sometimes refuse to eat what they're given.
Really?
In other news, my one-year-old filled his diaper.
Wow.
Yeah. No, that we fight that battle every day.
You know, I do with Quincy. She's a little more on the picky
really?
Side.
Really? The older one?
Yeah. Thea, she'll eat whatever I give her.
Really?
Yeah, she's such a good eater. She'll even eat Brussels sprouts. I mean, like, she'll eat whatever. But
see, and
Quincy, she's just picky, picky, picky. She just wants pizza all the time and spaghetti.
Yeah, that's all Jackie wants is spaghetti. Mm-hmm. Spaghetti and cheeseburger mac, and that's it.
Yeah, so it makes it a little difficult because I like cooking healthy meals. And not that I don't mind having spaghetti every once in a while, but not.
Why is spaghetti unhealthy?
Just the carbs, like less carb.
Carbs are not unhealthy.
Less carbs.
Oh. Well, make whole wheat pasta.
I could, but they wouldn't like it.
Cover it in sauce, you don't notice.
Yeah.
It doesn't taste a lot different.
I don't think they'll like it. It's like some pizzas are okay, but she wants like the party pizza.
Yeah?
Yeah. That's what she wants all the time.
What's wrong with that?
That's not really that healthy.
Neither is going hungry.
I'm not going to have her go hungry.
Oh. Well, what does she eat then when she won't eat what you give her?
She'll eat the food. She just eats not as much as a party. Like, she could probably eat a whole pizza.
Oh, those are tiny.
Yeah. But, like, I made pork roast Sunday and potatoes and, yeah, and carrots and stuff. And she ate most of the potatoes and she ate a couple carrots and she ate about half the meat.
Jackie, every night is a struggle. Whatever Crystal makes, I don't like that. Have you ever eaten it? No. But I don't like that stuff. Okay. And now Rockley can't even talk yet. All he wants to eat is Cheerios and pizza.
Yikes.
Yeah. The one food, it's a good one too. The one food we found that he will inhale is not necessarily sweet potato fries, because if he spots the chicken nuggets, he'll stop eating the sweet potato fries.
Yeah.
But we had roast and potatoes, and then like whenever we make a roast, we always throw potatoes and carrots in with the roast.
That's what I do. Yeah.
Yeah. And so there were a couple of regular potatoes and then one giant sweet potato in there too.
Oh.
He ate half of that giant sweet potato.
Really?
Half of it. I mean, he was inhaling it. I do too. I didn't know what I was missing out on most of my life.
Oh my gosh, they're so delicious, right?
Oh yeah.
Funny thing is I never ate them growing up.
Me either.
Like, my mom never made them. It wasn't like a big thing. I moved down south to Georgia for 3 years and everybody ate sweet potatoes. So I tried them. And I'm like, oh.
But the only time I was ever presented sweet potatoes was in sweet potato casserole.
Right.
And there's always green beans and much other crap I don't want to eat.
Yeah.
So I didn't touch it. But just plain sweet potatoes, I don't need anything on them.
A little butter.
I just eat them. You don't need butter. They're perfect the way
they
are.
A little butter on there.
No.
Mm.
I don't even put pepper on them.
What?
That's how perfect they are.
I don't put pepper on anything, so.
I put pepper on almost everything.
I know, you're a pepper snob.
I put pepper on Cocoa Puffs. It's 8:30, Hot 104.7.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7. Hollywood Dirt.
Hot 104.7.
Prince Harry admits that he screwed up when his photos of his naked billiards hit the web last year. He says, quote, at the end of the day, I probably let myself down. I let my family down. I let other people down.
I actually have the audio of it. I'm not sure what language he's speaking, though.
I don't really want to get into details of what I think or what other people think. You know, at the end of the day, I probably let myself down, let my family down, let other people down. But at the end of the day, you know, I was in a private area and there should be a certain amount of privacy that one should expect.
I think he was speaking Ozzy Osbourne. He also says that he has killed Taliban soldiers during his time in Afghanistan. We fire when we have to, but essentially we're more of a deterrent than anything else. On TV tonight, Betty White's off their rockers. The Taste, it's a show on ABC. It's a cooking competition show where they actually like judge it during a blind taste test. It's kind of cool. And the last show of Private Practice on tonight as well on ABC, and that's The Dirt. You can find out more by going to hot1047.com.
And probably reruns everywhere else. Oh, wait, no, that was last week where they ran reruns everywhere.
Week. Yeah.
So we're getting new stuff?
Yay, finally this week.
New NCIS?
New stuff. I think so.
Still no new Walking Dead for another 2-3 weeks. Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It's 8:44 up to 14 today. Quickly tell the story of the proposal.
Okay.
Idea you gave a guy yesterday.
Well, the guy said that his girlfriend, soon-to-be fiance, is really into Pinterest. And I said, well, it'd be really cool is if you, since Pinterest is a virtual corkboard, You could get a real corkboard and cut out stuff from a bride magazine like wedding dress and bouquet and wedding cake and stuff like that. Then write on a piece of paper and pin it on there, will you marry me? And then also with a thumbtack, pin up the ring and put it on there. Isn't that cool?
Could be better.
What? How could that be better? That's awesome.
First, you have to do an elaborately planned dance video before it.
I think this one is perfect.
And then
this isn't perfect.
Have
for
them
this
dance
girl.
Her all the way into wherever you're keeping this corkboard at.
Okay, well, you know, could do that. Probably, I also did mention that he could write her a really sweet like love letter and pin that on there too. But I think it'd be a really cool keepsake as well.
No, it is. That is a really good idea.
Thanks. It's simple, but yet like unique.
But it'd be better with an obnoxious dance video.
Well, I would like an obnoxious dance video if I ever get married.
I hate those things.
So I would like something
I
like that.
I can't stand
but...
those. That one where it went on and on.
Oh,
I mean, it was
the
middle
end of it was too much.
It was middle of the day when it started, and by the end, it was dark outside.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
I will agree with that. With that,
some
one.
Of those are kind of cute. Like that one in particular where they traipse her down to the beach or
yeah,
whatever.
And she's watching all these videos and
it's still
all this
daylight
stuff.
When she starts watching the videos on the TV on the beach, which is a weird place for a TV.
Mm-hmm.
And it's dark out by the time he finally gets around to handing out the ring.
Yeah, that
I mean,
one.
It was cute, but it was a.
I think the video could have stopped at the end of the music and then the rest not necessary to be on the video.
Like the, it was kind of like the photo montages at most weddings.
Yeah, they usually suck.
They go on and on and on and on and on and on.
Mm-hmm.
Forever. I'm going to give a little advice now.
Okay.
I think the photo montage set to music is a good idea. It's neat.
It should be to one song and one song only.
One song under 5 minutes.
Yep.
Anything more than that, you're losing your audience.
Exactly.
No one cares anymore.
It's so true.
Pick a few good pictures. Not every picture of you two ever. Not every photo ever taken of the both of you.
And you don't need a ton of baby pictures.
I
that
sat through
me.
One. We were at a wedding. Okay. I'm not going to say how long ago it was. It might give away whose wedding I was at.
Okay.
I started the stopwatch on my phone.
Oh.
When it ended, 17 minutes, 31 seconds.
No way. If you saw me right now, you would just saw my mouth like hit the floor. That is way too long.
That was good beer drinking time taken away from me.
That is ridiculous. Uh-huh.
Because I finished
17
one.
17 minutes?
I finished one 4 minutes in and yeah. had to wait another 13 minutes to go get another one.
I would have just got up and went and got one.
I wanted to go home. It was that bad. How about a 4.7, Andy and Mel? It is 8:55. It's winter outside. I'm not going to give the weather again.
Okay, thanks.
This one
it's
is
cold.
This is a touchy story, so I waited until after the kiddos were most likely in school.
Okay.
It's not going to be that bad, but... well, maybe it is kind of that bad. Anyway, last week, 64-year-old Kenneth Gillespie of Darwin, Lancashire, England, was walking down the street drunk when he spotted a snowman. And he decided he wanted to, what's the best way to put this?
I know how, yeah.
Yeah, I think he
that
wanted
should, mm-hmm.
he wanted to get friendly with a snowman.
I think your snowman's sexy.
So by the time he was done, the 5-foot snowman was pretty much destroyed. Kenneth was screaming in agony. Why? Well, he had given himself frostbite. Yes.
You should play the drop. Do you know which one I'm talking about?
I don't know.
I think it's Robot Mel.
I don't have it.
Oh.
I don't know. I have no idea what you're talking about. Not a clue. Anyway, it's too late.
Okay.
The moment is gone. Anyway, he got frostbite downstairs. According to the hospital where he was treated, there's a chance that Kenneth may lose his parts. But so far, he's still in one piece. He's not facing any criminal charges. No. 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 No.
How could
this
they...
is why you don't get buttons.
I know. How could they have possibility of criminal charges with that?
indecent exposure, perhaps.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's true. Destruction of property?
Destruction of property. Lewd act in public. Public drunkenness.
I think frostbite's punishment enough.
I think he's being punished handily.
I think that's enough.
I think he's definitely getting enough punishment as it is.
We should really go to commercial break because there's all kinds of naughty things I want to say about this that I just can't say. So,
he's not going to have a spring in his step anymore.
No.
Not at all.
Something's definitely blue.
Okay, that's about enough. I do still have it.
Ask your doctor if your heart is healthy enough for sex.
Yeah, he doesn't need the little blue pill.
No, not little blue pills.
That's cool. Hot 104.7. Hot 104.7.com.